Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Karen Kettle, happily, gratefully pleased to be sitting in here and hosting. I will be with you on Friday as well. And if you'd like to write me and tell me, you know, what you think, if you just didn't want to call in or you didn't hear this live, please don't hesitate. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, I don't care. I like to mix it up with listeners. So my website is KarenKettleen.com. Yeah, I'm a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. Karen, last name spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. And my email address is Karen@KarenKettleen.com. That's all you got to do. And I'm always writing stuff, so you can sign up for my newsletter there, or you can say, you know what, you're a nutbag, I don't want to listen to you anymore. Whatever it may be, all is good because it's free expression. Ah, and the First Amendment isn't just that the government cannot punish you for what you say, which they are doing through using businesses as their proxy, but it is the spirit of free expression. It is the spirit of the First Amendment that we are losing in this country, thinking that we cannot discuss issues civilly. But yes, we can, and yes, we must. To that end, I am delighted to have with us right now Shane Smith, a pro-liberty writer based in Norman, Oklahoma. He's a contributor to the Oklahoma Constitution, and he wrote this great article called "Our COVID Obsession Will Destroy Liberty for Generations." Gee, ya think. Welcome to the Power Hour radio show. Shane Smith, good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, good. And so you begin this article here with a personal story. And it looks like, are you like a millennial? There's a lovely picture of you with a very interesting kind of an interesting beard. No mustache, but a really interesting beard. I like that. You know what? It's doing your own thing. Isn't that what the left wants us to do? Used to want us to do?
Right, right.
Not anymore. They don't want us to do our own thing. They just want us to take orders. But you, there's a great picture of you. Are you a millennial?
I am. Yeah, I'm 35. So I guess I'm kind of like smack in the middle of that generation. So
I have never understood what millennials actually are. Does that mean they were born? Did they come of age in the new millennium, or were they born in the? I don't know, but okay. So you copped being a millennial.
What is it? I guess so. Yeah, that's what I've been called. So yeah, I've just kind of taken it.
All right. Well, thank God, because we do need folks of a younger generation who understand that there are powers that be that are trying to con them, bully them into submission. Tell us about this story, Shane, that you opened this article with, which, by the way, others can follow along if they like at the OklahomaConstitution.com. All you got to do is just pull up that article by Shane Smith, "Our COVID Obsession Will Destroy Liberty for Generations." Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Sure. So this happened in the fall of 2020. Schools had reopened and, you know, the COVID hysteria had reached kind of a fever pitch, and they were testing kids for COVID, you know, all the time. And I guess someone, my daughter was six at the time, and she had supposedly come into contact with someone who tested positive. So I got a note from the school to quarantine, so she had to stay home with me for, you know, 14 days. But the health department called too, and it's just something I'd never experienced before, this kind of a faceless bureaucrat calling and not threatening me, but being very firm, like, you must stay home. And the implication was that, they don't have law on their side, but at the time, you know, the health departments were controlling everything, the police, So the health departments kind of behaved like the actual government through the kind of the early part of the COVID, you know, pandemic. And
they're still doing that.
I remember,
they're still doing that.
They
then
are.
they were doing it, and this was a new experience. But I mean, yeah, this is exactly what we're watching now. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I guess it's probably different, a little bit different now because I'm in Oklahoma, so, you know, it's a red state and they kind of protect our rights a little bit more, and I think the hysteria has died down quite a bit here, but I remember at the time feeling helpless and thinking, you know, what is the way out of this if, you know, no one has ever paid attention to these health department bureaucrats before, and suddenly, you know, they're issuing these orders and calling people directly, and it was terrifying to me and just very unsettling. So,
mm-hmm. So then what happened? They told you what to do. Did they threaten you and say that if you didn't do it, there would be consequences? How did they relay this information to you?
Sure. There was no threat, but the more questions I asked, the more, I mean, she became audibly irritated. So I was like, yeah, we'll do this. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't going to try to break the quarantine, not because that I was in fear of COVID, but because I didn't know, you know, kind of how they would behave or what would, you know, because at the time you'd heard, you know, stories of police putting like those ankle bracelets on.
Oh my
people
God.
Who were
yes.
Just, you know, just
now,
crazy
now, did
stories.
She, did she say to you, you have to stop working for 2 weeks so you can stay home with your kid? Did she offer you, child care while you keep your kid, your perfectly healthy kid home from school? Any of that?
Right.
Did you discuss that at all?
No, nothing at all, no. And luckily, I work from home. But the vast majority of people don't have that privilege, so... you know, and that was, I couldn't even imagine what the other parents were going through, you know, that had to go to work and they couldn't. So it was just, it was insane, you know, that whole environment. And this year is considerably, you know, it's way better here in Oklahoma, I think, than it was last year. But I do remember that feeling of just disbelief that, you know, we had suddenly found ourselves in this bizarre situation, even after we learned so much about the virus, and you know it's not dangerous to kids, and they don't pass uh-huh. it. And but
well,
so that was,
Shane,
that was
there are so many examples, Shane, of the fact that the information that we have gathered on the virus has been ignored by these same bureaucrats who are still trying to drum up fear and hysteria. In more Democrat states, that stuff is happening on steroids. When you say it's better now, it's only because, thank God, there's been a little bit of pushback. But it's not for the benefit of having paid attention to any facts on the ground. They've ignored the facts on the ground consistently for almost 2 years. Anything that doesn't comport with their desire to push us around and tell us what to do, they ignore. Have you seen that?
That's a universal. I mean, I can't even imagine like what the mental state is of someone who just watches CNN or MSNBC. You know, they get their news, even in Oklahoma, our major newspapers just, they push fear constantly, and it just, it does nothing but it keeps the charade going, you know, on life support, and, yeah. You know, and if you ask anybody about, you know, anything regarding the actual facts surrounding the virus or how it spreads, they have no idea, so it's... the propaganda has just been relentless, and unless you're really paying attention, you're just, you know, you're still in that, you know, you're in that mental state of maybe, you know, 20 months ago when the fear had just begun, so.
Yeah. What did you see in Oklahoma, it being a more conservative state, when, I mean, it's amazing, these guys who are pushing us around have no shame. We were told by some of the highest level bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, and the presidential potted plant in the White House, we were told that if you will just take the vaccine, if you will just take this shot into your own body, even if you don't want it, you'll get to have the rights we're taking away from everyone else. You'll get to walk around acting like a privileged character because you have rights. You won't have to wear a mask. You won't have to do all this stuff we're telling everybody else to do. And then 5 seconds later, after the virus, people get COVID with the vaccine, they're making them put the masks back on. They're telling them to do all the same things that they're telling the dreaded unvaxxed scapegoats in the country who refused the vax. What do you make of that? And it seems like you covered some of this in your great article.
Sure. That was kind of the big thing, was when the vaccine was starting to roll out, Fauci and everyone was saying that it was 100% safe, 100% effective, and that we would get our freedoms back. And I think most of us saw that lie, you know, a mile off. And of course, it transpired. You know, all these people have gotten the vaccine, and it's not worked. And, you know, there have been quite a few deaths. If you look at VAERS, I mean, it's weird that it's taboo to say that, but, I mean, people have died,
Many people have died.
Right.
Shane, I heard a statistic that on the Medicare rolls, you know, because they keep track of Medicare patients, over 40,000
right.
people, that's people on Medicare, have, according to what the interview I did yesterday, 40,000 plus
okay.
people have died within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine. And those, the highest number of vaxxed people are people who are over 65 and of Medicare age. 40,000.
Right.
You're too young to remember the Tylenol scare, but there was some Tylenol that was laced with cyanide. They pulled every bottle of Tylenol off the shelf that year, whatever
sure,
year
yeah.
that was. And now 40,000 mm-hmm. people have died within 2 weeks. Almost everybody knows somebody who either died or has been injured from vaccines, and they're still pushing it. They're still using it to bully people.
Yeah.
Isn't there a disconnect there somewhere?
Yeah, and I think that we have such an unhealthy way, like as a society, of talking about vaccines, because people, you know, worship them. But they're a pharmaceutical product, just like Tylenol or whatever else. I mean, it's not a gift from God. It's created by the same companies that gave us the opioid epidemic and all these other scandals. So it's, and this particular vaccine, the messenger RNA, it's a brand new technology. And, you know, to say that we should immediately vax everyone with this new this new vaccine is insane. And, it's, the way that it's happening now, where the dehumanization of the unvaxxed, and it's totally out of control. And now Biden says that any company that has more than 100 employees, you know, they have to force them to take it, you know, or fire them. It's just a huge man-made crisis. And it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's not about the virus anymore, if it ever was. So.
If it ever was, truer words have never been spoken. So what do you, in your travels in Norman, Oklahoma, and the people that you know, and this is a more conservative state, which means it is under attack by tyrants who can't abide by a free state. They, you're not allowed to have a free state.
Yeah.
What are you watching as the reason that there are still people buying into this incredibly false reality that they're being bullied into having to pay lip service to? To what do you attribute
sure.
that?
You know, I think it's because in my town, Norman is pretty liberal because we've got OU and we've got a Democratic mayor, and it's pretty liberal here, and I think COVID hysteria has become kind of like liberal orthodoxy. So I think it just has to do with, you know, their political persuasion. They feel like they have to engage in it. But I don't know if anybody is actually, I don't know who is really afraid here, because my kids go to a public school and there are a lot of liberal parents. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, they were masked up, you know, but now most of them don't wear one. And luckily, our schools don't require masks. They recommend them, and they're really,
right. Yeah,
a lot of people are pushing, but, you know, the past month, I mean, hospitalizations have plummeted, you know, and that's been over the past month when schools here in the state have opened. And I think people are realizing that, you know, it's okay to send your kids to school without a mask because it's having no effect whatsoever on the spread. So I think people are waking up a little bit, but I think the reason it's sticking around, I think it's tribal. I think it's just become partisan. And if you're a Democrat, you kind of buy into it.
You're required.
You know, the tribal.
You're required to believe something. You know what I wonder, Sean, and this is something, Shane, not Sean, Shane.
Shane.
I've been trying to think of a word, and this is the word. When you see evidence of the way something or someone or an entity is behaving, you usually, the word I'm thinking of is, what's that say about their motive? When you've got even leftists who are paying lip service to something they don't believe, they don't accept really, but they feel obligated to do it, which is really the way the old Soviet Union was. People paid lip service. It didn't matter whether they believed it as long as they obeyed. But what's that say if their party, the people that they have always been loyal to, are perpetrating a complete fraud on them and they're play acting to comply? I mean, wouldn't you think, Shane, that they would ask, why are they lying to us? Why are they doing stuff we know isn't true, making us comply? What's the end game here? Are any of them starting, do you think, to question that?
You know, I think so. I think there are a lot of different, you know, aspects to that. You know, it probably has a lot to do with peer pressure. They don't want to be seen as, you know, I think a lot of them equate all this with, like, Trump support. Like, if you question any of it, you're automatically a Trump supporter, or you question the science, you know.
Yeah, which is a great thing. It's great to be a Trump supporter, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. But the way they talk about science now, it's almost like a religion, you know, or a cult. And, I mean, it's, you know, and if you see what's happening, like, in some of these other countries, like Australia, I mean, they're just so far gone. And, I mean, how many of those people even believe what they're saying anymore? And it's almost like, you know, authoritarianism for its own sake. And I don't know the full answer to why everybody's complying. I think it's because they probably live their whole life without actually stepping out, you know, and being brave and just saying, well, this is stupid, you know. I mean, another year, my kid in a mask. I mean, this is crazy.
It's damaging. So I want to go back to something, because we are going to have to wrap it up here in another couple of minutes. We have another guest coming on. But in another couple of minutes, you mentioned messenger RNA, and it took us a while to figure out or even know what that is. I mean, it's not Jonas Salk's vaccine, okay? You call something a vaccine and people bow down to it. People now know there's messenger RNA in this thing. I don't know what's in it. I have no idea. I'm not a physician or a scientist, but I don't think you have to be a physician or a scientist to question people who are forcing something on you that isn't doing what they're saying it's doing and harming other people that they're saying it ought to be safe. I don't know. Call me a little bit skeptical. So what is messenger RNA as you understand it?
Well, as I understand, I'm not a scientist, but what I understand is that the vaccine teaches your cells to produce the spike protein that's on the COVID virus. That's what I understand. So there's nothing It is totally different from the polio vaccine. You may get someone smarter than me to describe this, but from what I've read, though, that those spike proteins that are produced synthetically with the vaccine are found in all parts of the body, whereas, you know, a natural COVID infection, I think the body neutralizes. So, you know, there's something going on, but, you know, to have this new technology and give everyone, you know, force everyone to take it before there's...
everyone, despite their medical condition, despite whether they've had it, despite whether Israel proved that you're 13 times better protected with natural immunity than all this, despite the left that used to be into natural. Why do you think we have all this organic food in the store right now? Because the left demanded it. And yet, somehow, they've made a giant about-face turn, and now we're supposed to do as we're told and use synthetics instead of natural. You know, you're exactly right. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a doctor to be able to question that, especially the insult to injury of the same people saying to us, my body, my choice, but only about abortion, not about anything else. You can't have my body, my choice about anything except if you want to have an abortion, right? Then you get my body, my choice. How's your kid doing these days, by the way?
They're good. I've got two kids.
Two.
You know, they never caught it, or they may have, you know, been exposed to it and just, you know, it was maybe just sniffles or just we never even noticed it. So, I mean.
And we're doing all of this for sniffles. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And I saw an article recently where, you know, even the headline was like, do you have allergies or do you have COVID-19? And to think that we went through 18 to 20 months of just, I mean, a complete, a revolution in the way that society operates. I mean, a complete destruction of freedom for that is just mind-boggling.
It kind of makes you wonder if the destruction of freedom was the real intent. Shane Smith, go look at his website and his article, theoklahomaconstitution.com. Shane Smith, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Take care of those kiddos. When we come back, we're going to have the guest we were going to have a little earlier. He's going to call in, and I can't wait to talk to him. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Power Hour Radio Show. Karen Cataline with you today. I'll be back on Friday, happily, enjoyably, and I'm so glad. We're going to just dive right into this next guest. I'm so glad to have with us Chris Widener. He is a widely recognized top speaker in the world today, listed among the top 50 speakers in the world. He's spoken all over the world, like places like Germany, Spain, Russia, China. You have to talk to those Chinese a whole lot more, don't you? Egypt, Singapore, Australia, and, of course, the United States and Canada. And what is so important is we talk about so many dark subjects. We got to also talk about what every single one of us can do to have a resurgence of freedom. And he's going to be part of the American Freedom Tour featuring Donald Trump Jr., and Kaylee McEnany coming to Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome, Chris Widener, to the Power Hour Radio Show.
Karen, thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, we're pleased to have you. Let's dive right into this question. You know, as a talk show host, I have to pay attention to all of this, what I consider to be horribly devastating, dire news, right? It's what I call this... the curse of awareness. Sometime in 2009, I got the curse of awareness. Actually, it was a little before that. And it was not only the Obama administration, but things that were simply not adding up, things in which our liberties, our Constitution were being thwarted before our very eyes. And it has only gotten worse. Those with the curse of awareness today are seeing their voices trounced on, their opinions and their right to dissent ignored, and they're being persecuted, bullied, and intimidated in ways that our founding fathers and our grandfathers and great-grandfathers Some of them gave their lives to protect the liberties we have today. And now we're alive to see those liberties under grave attack. It's easy to get despondent about all this. You're a motivational speaker. Talk to me and everyone else about what it is we can do so that we don't get despondent, so that we keep ourselves healthy and well in order to fight another day.
Yeah, I think you've hit it the nail right on the head. In fact, 4 days after Barack Obama was elected, I started a Facebook page called Positively Republican. And the reason I did was because I felt like in that election we got out-hoped and out-changed. And what we realized was that Democrats talk a lot about it, but then what they do is they tend to destroy things. Republicans, the conservatives in the world, I believe, have the most positive, optimistic message. And sometimes we get drugged down into the dirt. We don't communicate that very well. So I am a big believer in the power of optimism. And optimism, you know, you have optimism, pessimism, and realism. And I have a lot of people in my seminar say, well, I'm neither an optimist nor a pessimist. I'm a realist. Well, you can be a realist and still be optimistic. So as a realist, we look around and we say, there are some pretty tough times. We're up against some really some tough enemies, so people who want to strip us of our rights and all those kinds of things. Now you just have to choose whether you're going to be pessimistic or optimistic. You can. It's like I use an analogy of a football coach at halftime. If they're down by 14 points or 21 points, that's realistically your realistic assessment is you got beat in the first half. Now you have to decide, am I going to be pessimistic and say, why don't we just quit because we're going to lose anyway? Or do you come in there and try and fire up your team and say, wait a minute, sure, we got beat and here's the situation, but if we go out and we do this, we can win this game. And that's really what we're trying to do with the American Freedom Tour is recognize the challenges we're up against, but provide a positive outlook and a positive strategy for taking our country back and inspiring people to get out there and make a difference.
So, Chris, and thank you for that. I appreciate it. For those of us who are either those who are just tuning in or want to make sure that we're all on the same page on what it is we are fighting and what it is we're trying to protect and defend here, I talk about it all the time. We talk about it on the Power Hour all the time. But let's be real systematic here and talk about what's the problem as you see it, and what is part of, if not the solution. Now, there are many of those, but I mean, let's talk concrete now about what is the problem, what's the solution.
I think it's the stripping away of our rights. It is unlike probably any time in American history. We are facing tyranny, and we just need to stand up. We need some folks who are going to stand up instead of buckle over. We're calling this tour going on offense. We've been playing defense too much. The Democrats love to press. They're really good at offense. And we tend to fall into this position where we're playing defense. And so the mandates, that's a real problem. The cancel culture, that's a real problem. The disasters that we've seen in Afghanistan and at the border and all those are real problems. And unfortunately, you have a large chunk of the country that just either doesn't care or they're actually on board with all those things. So for me, in my perspective, I believe that it's a communication issue. We need to get out and we need to communicate the positive pro-conservative values. That's why we're calling the tour pro-family, pro-capitalism, pro-faith, pro-America, pro-freedom. We need to get into the battle of the ideas so that all those people in the squishy middle who probably voted for Biden because they got tired of mean tweets, we need to help them recognize that that voting has consequences. And when you put somebody in there that represents the other side, this is exactly what you're going to get. And frankly, I think people are already recognizing this. I've started calling Joe Biden the greatest GOP recruiter in history because they're just like, we need to send him a check for all the people he's converting from independents over into conservatives because they realize that this is an unmitigated disaster we're up against.
And for those people who believe that their votes were stolen, it's even more dire. It's even more depressing because you hear a lot of false, phony optimism, which I don't think is good. As a former social worker, I guess you're always a social worker. You're like a Marine. Once a social worker, always a social worker. But, you know, if somebody just smiles in your face and says, oh, you know, look up, see the bright side, it's not that bad, and they give you a bunch of platitudes, or if they say, we're going to get them in 2022 and Trump will get them back in 2024, but yet you see, you believe there is evidence of massive voter fraud. And, you know, some people believe that, some don't. But let's just say there's a lot of people who believe that their votes were stolen and that Donald Trump is the rightful president. That serves to cause more despondence than anything else. It's what is often called learned helplessness. Once you're told they can lie to your face and get away with it, they can hand over your weapons that you paid for with your tax dollars to our enemies and then send those enemies over here with their weapons to harm you and to harm America, then it's pretty easy to get depressed. So how do you avoid giving false optimism when, you know, things are pretty bad?
Well, yeah, as you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking about all the sports I played growing up. I played baseball, basketball, football, the standard, you know, three sports. And there are times in games when you get cheated. There's times in games when refs make bad calls. There's times in games when you just make bad plays. And at any one of those stages where something happens, you now have a choice. Let's say the ref makes a bad call. Are you going to say, well, the ref made a bad call, I'm just going to quit? I'm way too competitive for that, Karen. I believe that there was all sorts of shenanigans in the election, and I know there's people that don't, and I don't know to what degree they happened. I haven't done all the analysis. I think it's patently obvious that we had a lot of shenanigans in this election. But that's not going to make me say, well, we had shenanigans in this election, so I'm not going to vote in 2022. I'm going to stop trying to encourage people to be conservatives. I think it's time, even when that happens, and I can remember it happening in sports, high school sports, and you don't buckle, you don't quit, you don't stop. You try harder, you work harder, and you just go out and beat them. And that's my message to folks is yeah, we've had some bad stuff that happened this last election. What I'm hoping is, I live in Arizona, I'm calling you from Scottsdale right now, and we just got our audits back, and I happen to know the former Speaker of the House here. He's now a state senator, and I'm actually interviewing him for our site on Monday. And the reality is the state legislature does not have prosecutorial. They have investigative powers, but not prosecutorial powers. So they will make all their references over to the attorney general, who actually does his prosecutorial powers. But the thing that they can also do is they can make sure that this doesn't happen again. And that's what I'm going to really hold his feet to the fire. And we are holding his feet to the fire and all of their feet to the fire out here in Arizona, is make sure it doesn't happen again. And can we go back and decertify? I don't know. That's not my area of expertise. But even if we can't, we can make a difference going forward. We're not going to quit. We're going to just double down our efforts and make sure that we understand the enemy and make sure we get to work to win.
You know, Chris, I love your analogy of sports. And even sports has gone woke to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And people have backed off sports because the most competitive game I can think of that is symbol of the free market and American persistence and competition is football. And even football has gone woke. But it's a beautiful analogy that persistence does win the day. Even when I was never a big football fan until – you know, the last couple of years with my husband and everything. He's not a big football fan either, but occasionally we like to watch a Sunday game. And even when there's 30 seconds left in the play, it is a given that the losing team keeps fighting no matter what. It is a character thing that you keep fighting. And then we've seen times in which in the last 30 seconds, the game turned. So it is a wonderful analogy that you're giving, and probably the greatest model of persistence and robust competence, no matter how much was thrown at him, is Donald Trump. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
They smeared him with lies. They spied on him. I mean, the list is long, and yet his family and he is still fighting. So if he can fight, we can fight, right?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx. One of the greatest speeches in film history is in that movie. It's right before the final game. Al Pacino talks about football is a game of inches. It's literally, you should all, everybody listening should go and Google it. If you don't like cuss words, Google the clean mix because they do have a clean version on YouTube. But he basically says football and life are a game of inches. I would say politics is a game of inches. You have people in close proximity all fighting for inches, fighting for votes, fighting for percentages, and it's a fight, and it's just it's a very inspiring speech. But I think the truth is that it's not only a fight, but it's a fight that's won by inches, not by miles, not by feet, but by inches. And we need to get into the fight and mix it up and take those inch by inch. We need to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a great message for the end of a show too. You know, because we talk all the time, and sometimes I think, God, you know, where's the hope? Where's the inspiration? And this is some of that. So what are you going to do on this American Freedom Tour? And Kaylee McEnany, who I think is just terrific, are coming to Jacksonville, Florida. What's going to happen at this American Freedom Tour, and what can people come away with? Can those of us who don't make it to Jacksonville watch it online? And what are we going to come away with that we can be more effective?
Yeah, so we're kicking off in Jacksonville here October 8th and 9th. We still have tickets available. If anybody wants to join us, they can come to AmericanFreedomTour.com. We have a number of highlight speakers, Donald Trump Jr., Dan Bongino, Kaylee McEnany, Dinesh D'Souza, Sheriff David Clark. Some folks might be aware of Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Rabbi Lappin's going to be there with us on Friday. We're going to get him in the morning so he can be off to Shabbat dinner for the evening. But we have about 20 speakers over 2 days, and it's going to be really an incredible event. We are not going to live stream this first event, but we hope to do a number of other events. We've got events planned for the rest of the year, and then we have 30 events planned for next year, as well as the year after that and the year after that. So we're hoping to do about 100 events prior to the 2024 election, taking it all over the United States. And it's going to be a mixture of motivational and educational. We want people to be inspired. We want people to be able to sit in a room and say, I'm not alone. There are lots of other people like me in my own hometown. We always say, and it's a quote, I can't remember who I'm quoting, but I should probably go look it up since I say it all the time. When we show courage, we give other people backbone. And I feel like by putting this event on, we're showing courage. We're partnering with the local GOP party there, who's been fantastic. And we want to put people in there who need to be inspired. But they're also going to learn about the issues. We're going to be talking about everything from culture to border crisis to how to get people elected to school boards. I mean, there will be issues discussed. We want to give people tangible, actionable ideas on what they can do when they leave. So it's not just a motivational rally. It's also something that's going to give them strategic, specific steps going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the great ideas I've heard and I've been kind of pushing that I hope you'll kind of add to the list, it's one of many. conservatives have never been great community organizers. Remember, we used to laugh when Obama, his greatest thing on his resume, that he was a community organizer, and we used to laugh. Well, that was the one thing he was right about. The Republicans, it's like herding a bunch of cats to try to organize Republicans and get them to speak in lockstep, march in lockstep, and speak in lockstep. But one of the things people can do, whether you're organized and you have a big following or not, is this whole idea that Catherine Austin Fitz mentioned, which is Cash Friday. You know, things like that. Are you aware of that? I hope you'll pass
on. No, I'm not aware of that. What is that?
Most people who, as I said, have that curse of awareness again, who have been reading about the so-called Great Reset, Klaus Schwab and globalism and technocracy and the things we talk about in this program all the time and more, is that there's a concerted effort not only to bully and intimidate people to either hand over their freedom or rob them of their liberty and their freedom, but there is also a concerted effort to monitor and surveil people, just like they surveilled Donald Trump. You can institute a social credit score like the Chinese communists have if you can watch and see and control what people buy, how they buy it, and that seems to be why they want to create a cashless society. So if we start doing Cash Friday, and you can do that yourself, just do Cash Friday, then people can't track you. People can't manipulate and tell you you can't buy or sell if you do not do as we say. It's that simple. Just pay cash on Friday. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, and I think we need to do anything we can to push back. I mean, here's the thing. When I was in the third grade, I used to have a bully who followed me home every day, and he would kind of pick on me.
Yes.
I'd walk up the stairs, and I'd walk through the front door, and he would leave me alone. Well, one day, the last day he ever followed me home, I got to the front door, and my mom had gone to run an errand and left the door locked. And so I hit the door. It didn't open. I turned around and looked at him, and for the first time ever, he walked up the steps behind me. And I knew, okay, I got to put an end to this bullying thing because it's never going to end. I popped him on the chin, and it was the last time he ever followed me home. And I think, and I'm not suggesting violence or anything like that, but
I understand.
I am suggesting that they will do whatever we let them do. As long as we are compliant, as long as we follow along, that's what politicians do. They will take power, and they will push it as far as they can, as long as they can.
That's
when
what tyrants
do. I travel almost every weekend, and my hope is that someday thousands of people in the airport will all pull their masks off at once and say, we're not doing it.
That'd be great.
We're not doing it anymore. And then let's see if they cancel the flights. But, you know, we need to stand up. And we need to tell them, no more, we're not going to do this anymore. I really believe it's why we need to win the 2022 elections, take back the Senate, take back the House, begin to investigate, make sure we clean the drain the swamp. I still have heart for this. I still have a belief that we can pull this out, even though we are in tremendously dangerous times.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned that because I did an extended monologue right before you came on. And I talked about that wonderful movie that I'll go ahead and watch. And I love movie references, so I'm going to watch Any Given Sunday. I saw part of it. I never saw the whole thing. That great Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, where Ralphie is bullied through three quarters of the movie. And I'm not, have you seen it?
It's
charming. Well, they play it usually back to back for like 24 hours at a time during Christmas. And there's the cutest little kid with big glasses is getting bullied through three quarters of the movie. And it's so Hollywood because you just cannot wait for him to finally fight back. And when he fights back, he is so full of rage because he's been pushing it down for so long. And that bully never, not only does he never bother him again, but Ralphie finds his guts. And I agree with you. I'm not suggesting violence, but you have to be able to acknowledge a bully when you see one. And it's not accidental, is it, Chris Weidner, that everything the left warns us, lectures us about, tells us about that we better not do? Like, remember when they were a kick about bullying and school bullying? And then they became the bullies.
I've decided that whatever they say not to do is exactly what they are either doing or planning on doing. And it's projected. It's brilliant. I mean, it's brilliant if you think about it. I mean, if a guy is robbing a house and the cop walks in and you blame it on the cop, I wasn't robbing the house. The cop was robbing the house. I mean, that's what they do. They do these things and they blame us or they blame somebody else. It's brilliant, you know, and unfortunately they've gotten away with it. I hate to say it, but it's time for a real fight. And again, not physically, but
yes.
It's time for a real fight. We need to understand who we're up against. And I think what happened was, you know, 50, 60 years ago, Democrats and Republicans all pretty much agreed on where they wanted to go. They just had different strategies for getting there. Today, we don't agree on where we want to go. One wants to go to socialism, the other wants to go to capitalism.
Communism.
One wants to go to tyranny, or communism, exactly. And so we need to understand that this is a battle of worldviews. And worldviews, they're never going to give in. They're never going to compromise because they don't want anything to do with what it is that we believe in.
No. That is so true. And it's just very, I'm glad you're a motivational speaker because it is inspiring to talk to you. Just a comment about what we were talking about before about, warning everybody, lecturing everybody about being a racist, and then they institute racism. Lecturing everybody about being a bully, like they're the moral superior betters, and yet what do? They bully everybody else. It's as if they spike the football, speaking of football, to set everybody up so that they can't be accused of doing exactly what they've been telling everybody they shouldn't do. What I wanted to point out is that's a blueprint. That's our blueprint. They've told us exactly what they plan to do, and now we know. They telegraph it all the time. I hope that gets covered in this American Freedom Tour. With our last little bit of time left, tell everybody how they can get tickets and how they can participate in this American Freedom Tour featuring Donald Trump Jr. and Kayleigh McEnany in Jacksonville.
Yeah, absolutely. And feel free to get there, planes, trains, automobiles, however you want to get there. We still have tickets available. We have low-price general admission tickets as low as $37 for two tickets. If you buy two tickets, to buy one, get one at $37, all the way up to some very exclusive tickets if you want to have, for example, sit in the front row and then have breakfast with the Nash and then lunch with Donald Trump Jr. All of it is found at AmericanFreedomTour.com. We're coming up in about 10 days, and we'd love to have you join.
Beautiful. So great to talk to you. Chris Weidner, motivational speaker, thank you for joining us. That about does it for us here on the Power Hour Radio Show. There will be another guest tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Stay strong, stay uplifted, lots to feel strong about, and be well.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.